buttery ones or anything. Sometimes some people call them millers.
Millers, and they have lots of moss.
Moss. Okay.
Butterfly.
Okay. How about any others that you can think of, names that you can think of? When you were kids, did you have like lightning bugs, things like that?
Well, you remember chasing, we had collecting? All kinds of things were done, but we used to go out and there were some bugs they called pinch bugs, black bugs, had some jaws up there, and just for defense, and we used to catch those all the time, try to get them to fight. You know, my childhood's getting a little big of mine.
Well, maybe this will help you out a little. How about some stinging insects? What kind of things did you used to run into when you'd be out in the field and such?
Right here, we never did ski. Our snow isn't deep enough here.
Uh-huh.
And one winter, we lived up here at the little town of Alton, just about 18 miles north and east of us. And it's at 7,000 feet elevation, and they had a lot of snow there, and they skied all the time. And mm-hmm. when winter was up there, I learned to ski, but not very professional at all, but then I did learn to ski a little.
Sounds very... I haven't ever tried it, and I've lived in Salt Lake my whole life.
I know to ski a lot up there.
Do you ever have any bees, hornets?
Yeah.
Did you have bees and hornets and things like
that? Oh, yeah.
What else?
We have them all.
What do you have besides hornets? They're like hornets.
Well, that's about all of that family we have. We have the honeybees, and then we have bumblebees. And all.
Okay. How about a little stinging insect that starts with a W?
Oh, to the W?
Yeah.
Stinging one?
Yeah, they're like hornets.
Can't think.
Okay.
Oh, the wasp.
Okay.
We don't call them hornets.
Okay, you call them the same thing then.
same thing.
So, if you have a whole bunch of wasps, then you have...
I had an experience with that once. I have an apple orchard down here. And I was going down to it one day, and bang! It just hit me in the back of the neck. And run around behind another tree, and... whole bunch of them soaring past it, and they had a nest right there in one of my apple trees.
Did they chase after you?
Oh, they sure did, and I sure got them. But funny, I never got any reaction to it, and I generally been very bothered a lot by wasp stings.
Were you a little more careful?
And I finally saw their nest there in the apple tree, and I waited till night, and I wrapped some rags around the stick and soaked it in gasoline and went down there and set it afire and burned that nest out.
Did you have any problems?
I come back and build it the next day and I've done it the second time and never come back again.
Oh, I was going to say, I think they're trying to tell you
something.
Somehow
or other, they didn't affect me, and I'm generally very allergic to wasp bees.
Okay. Oh, that's very interesting. What are some of the birds that you have, I mean, just local birds, not birds that you hunted. But what kinds of birds do you have around here?
Oh, we have all kinds of sparrows. There's often varieties of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have bluebirds, we have lots of robins. Down in the fields here, we have lots of meadowlarks.
Okay. And in the forest, what kind of birds could you find?
In where?
A forest.
In a forest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, George, I can't remember.
Can you think of a couple?
Let me see. I can't remember any special ones we have. We did forests right up the north of us.
Yeah, we're going to go home that way.